The next patient is Jacqueline Engstrom. The last name is E-N-G-S-T-R-O-M. Jacqueline, this is the clinical case of a type 1 diabetic that is 64 years old. And he's following the practice because of CKD stage 3B. The patient has remained in the same body weight. She continues to follow the diet. She's very close to be a vegetarian. The intake of salt has been decreased. The blood sugar has been under control. In the laboratory workup, there was a variation in the clearance. The serum creatinine from 1.6 went to 2.35. However, we think that the patient has a prurigo nephrotoxicity since the BUN is in the 50s. For that reason, we are going to hold the administration of furosemide, and we're going to ask the patient to gain 2 pounds, and she's going to use the furosemide just if the weight is above 186 pounds. The serum electrolytes are with the normal limits. The protein creatinine ratio continues to be 500. No, the protein creatinine ratio went down to 500. She continues to be on Kerendia 20 milligrams every day. No evidence of hyperkalemia. Number 2, arterial hypertension that is under control. Blood pressure reading today 147/72. Following number, anemia that is corrected. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Hemoglobin A1C 6.5%. Following number, vitamin D on supplementation. Following number, we are going to reevaluate the B12 for the next visit. Following number, the patient is depressed. We're going to start here on Zoloft, a conversation regarding the mental status, and the depression was carried. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 30 minutes with the patient face to face, and 8 minutes in the documentation.